The greatest ally you can ever depend on is the Holy Ghost. There was a time in my life that I was just so confused on what to do because I was going through a lot and it looked like life was not fair to me. The battles were too much for me to handle by myself. I later discovered that life is spiritual and it only takes those that know this to overcome challenges and storms the enemies send their way. I engaged my enemies in prayers by calling on the name of the Lord, and I just watched him few months after that silence all my mockers and opened doors of opportunities to me. The word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3 that you should call upon God in the day of trouble and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you don't know. All your enemies are scared of the name of the Lord when you use it against them. I decree over you that all the mockers around you are silenced in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, I pray that the host of heaven will arise for you and scatter all enemies that have risen against you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the enemies will never trump over you in all ramifications. You are welcome to this channel. If today is your first time here, I am adopting you into my prayer circle and I will be praying for you and your family daily. All you have to do is to stay connected by hitting the subscribe button in red letter and hitting the notification bell so that YouTube reminds you when I drop any of the prayers God places in my heart for you. Please personalize these prayers for yourself and pray with a strong conviction that God will answer all your prayers. I decree that all the enemies that have vowed not to eat and drink until they see my downfall are disappointed. In the name of Jesus, I command all the forces of darkness gathered to harm me will be utterly put into confusion. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 35 verse 1 that God will plead my cause for them that strive with me and he will fight against them that fight against me. I decree that all my enemies will have God to contend with as they devise my hurt and downfall. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command the fire of God to fall on the head of the enemies who have resolved in their hearts to not make me see peace. I bind all the powers and forces of darkness that are sending forth their evil projections against me and all members of my family. I decree that there is total restoration for me. I declare that I recover all that the enemies have stolen from me. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I take the battle to the camp of my enemies and I trounce over them whether they like it or not. Your word says, Lord, in Romans 8:37, that I am more than a conqueror through you who first loved me. I decree, I declare that I conquer all the war that the enemies are waging against me. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I draw a bloodline round about myself and all members of my family. I decree that I put on all the armor of God and I withstand all the wiles of the enemies. Your word, Lord, in Romans 10:13 says that anyone that calls upon your name shall be saved. I call on you to come and fight against all my enemies because my strength will fail me if I depend on my sheer strength. Puny am I without you, Lord. Stand up for my help, Lord. The word of God says in Exodus 14:14 that God will fight for me and I will hold my peace. I engage the help of God this instant because God is my greatest ally and he begins to fight all my enemies around me and my family. I decree and declare that I would never know defeat all the days of my life, and I would never be deficient of God's help in Jesus' name. I put my angel to work this instant, and I pray that they begin to fight all the forces of darkness gathered against me. In the name of Jesus, I put an end to the operation of darkness against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I destroy all the devices of darkness targeted at me, destroying me and making me useless in Jesus' name. By the power in the name of Jesus, I walk on the head of my enemies who are on the path of my greatness. Begin to thank God for answering all your prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I know that your prayers today are answered, whether the devil likes it or not. Please keep your prayer altar burning, and don't forget to always pray, because men ought to pray always and not faint. God bless you and keep you.